Yerushalmi pair corresponding to Bavli Zvachim Daf Mem. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Higdish Kama Upada Kama Chayev. The Mishnah says if a person consecrated his standing crops and redeemed them when they were still standing, they are obligated in pair. Higdish Umrim Upada Umrim Chayev. If he consecrated sheaves and redeemed them as sheaves, they are obligated. Higdish kama upada omrim patura shibashath chayvosa haisa patura. If he consecrated them as standing crops and he redeemed them when they were already sheaves, they are exempt because at the time when the obligation came, they were exempt. Kiyotze ba hamagdish peyrosav at shalei bol la'oinus ha-maisus upadam chayovim mishibol la'oinus ha-maisus upadam chayovim. Similarly, one who consecrates his fruits before the stage that obligates them in maisus and he redeemed them before that stage, they're obligated. If he consecrates them after that stage and then redeems them, they're also obligated. Higdishim ad shalei nigmu v'gamon hagizbal upadam paturim shibashath chayvosam hayu paturim. If he consecrated them before they were ripe, and then they became ripe in the hands of the temple treasurer, and he then redeemed them, they were exempt because at the time when the obligation came, they were exempt. And the Gemara says, V'lama taninan trei zimnan. The Gemara asks, the law of the end of the Mishnah, that we said, similarly, one who consecrates fruits, was also taught the Meseches Chala. Why was it taught twice? Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, B'Shem, Rabbi Padaya, Achas l'meruach, v'achas l'shlish. Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, quoting Rabbi Padaya, who answered, one teaches that if the power was smoothed in the hands of the treasurer, it's exempt, and one teaches that if it reached a third of its growth in the hands of the treasurer, it's exempt. Rabbi Yossi, Amar, Rabbi Abba, v'chevaya, chevaya amri, achas l'meruach, v'achas l'shlish. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Abba, and the chevaya said, Chevaya said, as he had before, that one teacher that if the power was smoothed in the hands of the treasurer is exempt, and one teacher that if it reached a third of its growth in the hands of the treasurer, it's also exempt. Rabbi Abba mefarish bechala lemeruach v'peya leshlish masnisa d'rabikivahi d'rabikiva amar achashlish harishoin at mahalich dispalgin. Rabbi Abba explained that for chala it follows a smoothing, for peya it follows a third of its growth. When the Mishnah teaches that if the fruits reach a third of their growth in the hands of the treasurer or of a Gentile, that they are exempt, it's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who said that the state of the fruits during the first third is what establishes their law. It is, in fact, a dispute, though. Sadeh she'evia shlish lifnei goy v'lakcha memenu yisol, Rabbi Kiva oime pato v'chachamim oimim v'toisvois chayev. If the produce of a field reached a third of its growth in the possession of a Gentile and a Jew then bought it, Rabbi Kiva says that it is exempt from peya and masus, chachamim say that what grows after that is obligated. Maikadoin, Tepatek Rabbi Kiva, Batoisefes, or Kedivei Akol, Bekoitze Miyad, it should say. What's the law then? If it reached a third in the treasurer's hands, even what grew later is exempt, like Rabbi Kiva, or if he redeemed it immediately after it grew a third of it in the treasurer's hands, even the Chacham agree that it's exempt.